As we know, the very end of Sefer Devarim talks a lot about the transfer of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu to his student, Yehoshua ben Nun. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayelech Moshe vayidaber es ha-dvarim ha-edah al kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu at the very end of Sefer Devarim says the following, Vayomer aleihem ben mea ve'esrim shana anochi hayom, lo uchal od latzeis v'lava. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am now 120 years old. I am not able to be the leader anymore. Hard to understand what it means. He was unable, latzeis v'lavo, the Gemara tries to understand that. V'Hashem amar elai, lo sa'avaras ha'yarden hazeh. God has told me that I'm not going to pass over the Yarden, and this is where I'm going to be stuck. So I guess it's time for me to pass on the mantle of leadership. And he says, don't worry, Hashem elokecha hu over lefanecha. Even though I'm staying behind, God has assured me that he will move forward with you. And Yehoshua hu over lefanecha kasher diber Hashem. Yehoshua, my student, is going to be the one who will lead the Jewish people into the next stage of their travels into Eretz Yisrael. Then he says that you're going to fight all kinds of wars, and the same way that we've won all the battles until this point, we will continue to be victorious in battle once you go ahead with Yehoshua ben Nun. And therefore he says, Chizku ve'imtzu al tiru v'al tarzu mipnehem. Don't be afraid, ki Hashem elokecha. And then, after he gives this charge to the Jewish people, the natural thing is, Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua. Moshe then calls his student Yehoshua, Vayomer elav le'enei kol Yisrael. He calls upon Yehoshua in the presence of the entire community, and he says, Chazak ve'ematz ki ata tavoes ha'amazeh la'aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avosam. You are now going to be the one charged with bringing them in. And don't you worry, because Hashem has promised me, lo yarpecha velo yazveka, lo sira velo sechas. 20 psukim later, the Torah then says once again, chazak ve'ematz ki ata taviyaz b'nei Yisrael al ha'aretz asher nishbati lahem v'anochi ehye imach. So Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to reassure Yehoshua ben Nun. Remember the last time that I went away? Remember the last time there was some confusion about who's the leader of the Jewish people? It threw the Jewish community into a tizzy. And you ended up with the Egel. Don't worry, this time it's not going to happen. Because I'm standing up in front of everybody and I'm letting them know that this is not just going to be a free-for-all now that I'm gone. Yehoshua ben Nun is the leader. Chazak ve'ematz, you have to step up and understand what your obligation is, what your mandate is supposed to be. And God has assured me that you will be okay. You look in the very beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, and there it now becomes more apparent. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer. Moshe Rabbeinu has now died. Yehoshua ben Nun now takes over, and God himself appears to Yehoshua ben Nun, and he says, Moshe Avdi Meis, my servant Moshe Rabbeinu has just died at the end of Sefer Devarim. Ve'ata kum avaras hayarden hazeh. Now I want you, Yehoshua ben Nun, to travel over and bring the Jewish people. Lo yisyatzev ish lefanecha kol yemei chayecha. God assures, he himself tells Yehoshua ben Nun, I will make sure that nobody will be in your way. Kasher hayisi im Moshe ehyeh imach. Just as I gave divine assistance to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will do the same for you. Lo arpecha velo e'ezveka. I, God, will never forsake you. I will never leave you alone. And therefore he says once again, chazak ve'ematz, chazak ve'ematz. You should make sure that you stand up strong. Lishmar la'asos kechol ha'Torah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi al tasur mimenu yamin u'smol. Make sure you follow the tradition, exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told you, leman taskil b'chol asher telech. Just as an aside, before we get to the point here, a young child came over to me on Simchas Torah night, and he asked, why is it that on Simchas Torah we do the Hagbah in the opposite direction from the normal way that we do it? And I've seen it so many times, and I've thought about it, but I never really bothered to look into it. So I told the kid I would do some homework, and I did. In Shulchan Aruch, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a sefer called the Eishel Avram by the Buchacha Rav. So there he has that the minug in the days already for many, many centuries has been that we do Hagbah backwards on Simchas Torah. And the way all the Achronim explain it is because L'chvodah Shel HaTorah. I never understood what's the great Kavod HaTorah to do it backwards instead of doing it forwards. So he writes in the back a couple of reasons. Number one, he says, because the last words in the Torah are Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So we want to show the Torah Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So we hold it up backwards that everybody should see it. And they shouldn't be blocked by the person who's doing Hagbah. Therefore, he says, if you're now going to lane from the second Sefer Torah in Sefer Bereishis, as we all do on Simchas Torah, the minhag doesn't apply there. There's no reason, Mishum Kvodo Shel HaTorah, to hold the Torah backwards, because La'ene Kol Yisrael is only found at the end, it's not found at the beginning. That's reason number one. Reason number two, which is relevant to us, is The Gemara says, when you have a Chacham, who is the leader of your community, when you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, so it says you have to listen to him, afilu al yamin shehu smol, even when he says something that you think is counterintuitive. Now, it doesn't mean if he tells you jump off the bridge, you should do something crazy like that. It means there are certain parameters, the Gemara says. If the Chacham gives a psak, you should follow it, even if, in your opinion, it doesn't really make sense. Maybe you don't understand as well as he does, and therefore the psak seems to be counterintuitive to what you may have thought, says the Gemara, afilu al yamin shehu smol. And the Buchacha writes, therefore, on Simchas Torah, when we celebrate not only Moshe Rabbeinu, but we celebrate the transmission of Torah, the transfer of leadership now to Yoshua ben Nun, we say, we believe in the Chachamim. Afilu al yamin shehu smol, even when my hands are going to be backwards from the normal way, says the Eish el Avram, that's why we do Hagba that way. I thought it was a beautiful interpretation. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's a beautiful pshat. And that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu has transmitted to Yoshua, and that's what God himself warns Yoshua ben Nun. Al tasrimi menu yaminu smol. You have to stick to the tradition. Exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu taught you is what you need to do in terms of your leadership of the Jewish people. What's fascinating about Yoshua ben Nun being chosen is the description and the characterization, the portrayal that the Torah gives us of this Yoshua ben Nun. So what do we know about him? A number of times throughout the pages of Chumash, we have the same description that is given of Yehoshua ben Nun. Number one, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, feels that he needs to remove himself. He needs to be a little bit separated from the rest of the community. And the Torah says, V'diber Hashem al Moshe panim el panim. Moshe Rabbeinu had this incredible conversation, this incredible relationship with God himself that nobody else had. Kasher yidaber ish el reyehu, the same way friends, the same way acquaintances speak with one another, that is the way he communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After he was done, v'shav el ha-machane, after he was finished talking with God, he would come back to the encampment where everybody was, u'misharso Yehoshua ben Nun, nar lo yamish mitocha ohel. The way Yehoshua ben Nun is referred to here is u'misharso, almost like his assistant, like his attendant, he's his escort. That is the way Yehoshua ben Nun is described. You go a little bit further in Parshas Bahaloscha. Once again, we have the story of Eldad and Medad doing something that they shouldn't have done. They were misnabe b'toch ha-machane. And Vayan Yehoshua ben Nun mishores Moshe. Once again, Yehoshua ben Nun is referred to as the servant, the assistant, the follower of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gives an idea of how they should deal with Eldad and Medad. Say for Yehoshua, the very first pasuk, we once again find Vayhi acharei mos Moshe eved Hashem Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua ben Nun Mishares Moshe. So the way that he is described in the pages of Chumash is that he is the Mishares of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't really know much about his own qualities. All we know is that he's the follower of the great Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says that is the greatest quality of them all. So the Medrash says Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Medrash Rabba that tells us, commenting on the pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, Notzer te'ena yochel pirio. He who is going to plant a te'ena, who is going to work hard to grow the fruits, yochel pirio, he is the one who in the end will have the joy of celebrating those fruits once they grow. Says the Medrash, what is that a reference to? That is talking about Yehoshua ben Nun. How so? Because the Medrash says, God says, Yehoshua ben Nun went every day, Yehoshua ben Nun went out of his way to service Moshe Rabbeinu, to set up the Beis Medrash for Moshe Rabbeinu. He did everything for Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, Kedayhu sheyishamesh es Yisrael. The greatest attribute you could give to a student of Moshe Rabbeinu is to say that you were a student of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that you are the Mesharis Moshe. There's no greater attribute you can give to Yehoshua ben Nun than that itself. And not only that, the Medrash says, when you think about Yehoshua ben Nun, the Medrash tells us, he was not the most intelligent, he was not the most intellectual, he was not the most brilliant, and yet the Medrash expresses very explicitly that at the same time that he was not so brilliant, and he was not the most cherished student of Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the one who ended up getting the job because he was the Mishares Moshe, because he understood that he had Shimush. He always followed Moshe Rabbeinu around, and he understood how life is supposed to be lived. Listen to this Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni, Yuchsil Adam Yival Enu. Who is that a reference to? Ze Yehoshua. Who is the Ksil? Who is the fool? That is Yehoshua. How can you say such a thing? Yehoshua ben Nun is a fool, writes the Medrash. Shalo Haya ben Torah. Yehoshua ben Nun, in the very beginning of his career, in the beginning of his life, on the stage, in the pages of Chumash, Lo haya ben Torah. V'hay Yisrael korin osok sil. People would laugh at him and they say, look at this guy, Yoshua ben Nun, who is he? Nothing special. Nobody really had promising dreams for him. Nobody had aspirations. U'bishvil shahaya misharis Moshe. But because Yoshua ben Nun invested of his time following Moshe Rabbeinu, serving as his assistant, doing everything he should have done, Zacha liYerushaso. Therefore, Yoshua ben Nun, in the end, although he was not the most brilliant, he did not grow up as a Ben Torah, he didn't have all of the dreams and aspirations that everybody thought the next leader of the Jewish people should have. This is the one who ends up being charged with the leadership because he is, in the end, the Misharis Moshe. Rashi even writes on Pirkei Avos in the very first Mishnah, when we have the transmission of Torah. So he says, why is it? Lama Masra li Yoshua? The Torah says, the Mishnah writes that it gave the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua ben Nun. Why? There were some other great, prominent, outstanding figures in that time. Most notably, Elazar Pinchas, right? The Torah says about Pinchas. And in fact, Rashi says, Afal Pisha Kasav al Pinchas. You know what the Torah says about Pinchas? Torah Samas Haisa Befiu, he was an honest man. Avla lo nimtza b'svasav, he never said a lie. B'shalom uv'mishar harlechiti, v'rabim heishim eyavon, he ran a kiruv movement. He got everybody galvanized to follow in the ways of Hashem. Kisif seikon yishmeru das v'tori yimakshim epiu. That was Pinchas, and yet God says, I'm not going to choose him. He could be the most outstanding, the most cherished, the most prized, the most celebrated, but yet Yoshua ben Nun is the Misharis Moshe. And because he's the one who understood best what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about, that is why he becomes the leader, because he invested. Yochal Te'ena, he is the person who is going to reap the benefits. In fact, the Yerushalmi says, Yoshua Yoshev Edorish, when Yoshua got up to give a shir, Yodim HaKol Shehatorah Shal Moshe Hi. Everybody knew it was so apparent, it was so obvious that he took away as much as he possibly could. He was so saturated with Moshe Rabbeinu. When he got up to speak, everybody knew, this is Torah's Moshe. When everyone else got up to speak, maybe you're saying your own ideas. When Yoshua ben Nun got up to speak, everybody knew, it was self-evident, that this was Moshe Rabbeinu himself who was speaking. What's troubling is, a Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra Daf Ayin Hei. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed, V'nasata mehodcha alav. You should give some of your glory, give it over to Yoshua ben Nun, at the very end of his life. So the Gemara says, it seems, Mehotcha, seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, give some of the glory of the leadership over to him. Below Kol Hotcha, it seems that you're not going to be exactly Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be Yoshua, and Moshe only gave you part of his greatness, and he left something back. So the Gemara says, Zekenim Sheba Osa Hadar Amru. The elder statesman of that generation got up and said, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Achama, this luminous, this bright face of Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun. And Pnei Yoshua is ke Pnei Alevana. Yoshua ben Nun, okay, he's a nice second, but he's only like the moon in reference to the sun. That doesn't compare. That's the way they saw the difference in this transition between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua ben Nun. And then they said, Oy la la oisa busha, oy la la osa klima, how embarrassed, how ashamed we are that we used to have a great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we have Yoshua ben Nun. So many Mefarshim point out, why is it, if the contrast between Yehoshua and Moshe was so stark, was so obvious, why is it that only Zekenim Sheba Osa Hadar, why was it only the elder statesmen are the ones who said, you know, it's very strange, we used to have Moshe Rabbeinu, and how sad it is, how pathetic that now our generation is only left with Yehoshua ben Nun. He doesn't compare at all to Moshe Rabbeinu. How come the younger people of the generation weren't able to see that difference as well? If it was that obvious, it was that clear. So there are a number of pshatim that are given. The Ksav Sofer, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, writes the same idea, that perhaps what it means is the following. The younger members of the generation said, look, Yoshua ben Nun is half the age of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu was 50 years old, he was also like Yoshua ben Nun. So we're not so scared, because as the job will grow on him, he himself will grow as well. In the end, he'll be like Moshe Rabbeinu as well, so we have nothing to be afraid of. And the Zekenim Sheba Osa Hadar said, no, we were the same age as Moshe Rabbeinu. We remember what he was like at this age. He far surpassed Yoshua ben Nun already from a young age. And therefore they said, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Achama. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was this young age, he was already so much light years ahead from what Yoshua ben Nun is today. Yoshua ben Nun will never be the same kind of leader as Moshe Rabbeinu was. But let me just close with the insight of the Chafetz Chaim, where he says a little bit differently. He says, what is the difference between busha and chlima? The Gemara here says they used to bemoan the fact, Ailanu laosa busha, Ailanu meosa klima. What is the difference between those two? He says, busha means when a person is in the presence of greatness. and you feel completely reduced, completely overcome and subdued just by being in the presence of this person. Not because I did anything, but because look how overwhelming a figure I'm in the presence of. Look what a towering personality. I don't measure up at all. That, he says, is busha. What is klima? What does it mean to be totally embarrassed and humiliated? He says that's when a person does something that humiliates them. That's when I was involved in the reason why I'm embarrassed. So there's a difference between busha and klima. Says the Chafetz Chaim, all the zekanim shebaosah hadar grew up at the same time as Yehoshua ben Nun. The shivim zekanim, they were all the leaders of the Jewish people, and Yehoshua ben Nun was chosen. And they all looked at themselves and they said, we could have been him. When we were in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, we had busha. We were just overwhelmed by the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. When we're in the presence of Yehoshua ben Nun, we bemoan the fact it's klima, it's embarrassing, it's a shame because we could have been him. He invested the time, he took his time seriously, and look what he became. He becomes the next leader of the Jewish people, not because he was so much greater than us, but because he applied himself, because he paid attention, because he followed Moshe Rabbeinu, and he took advantage of the incredible opportunity that he was given. We could have been the same as him, and therefore we are ashamed, we are embarrassed now that we are not him. Because it could have been us, and therefore writes the Chafetz Chaim, Zekanim Shebaosa Hadar Amru. It is only the elder statesmen of the generation who said that because they remember growing up in Cheder together with Yehoshua ben Nun. We could have done all of this, and we lost out. We missed the opportunity, writes the Chafetz Chaim. How often do we look around the world and we think about those people who went to school with us and we say, how did this person become such a great human being? How did they overcome all of those challenges? How did they become so prominent? How did they become so accomplished? And we say to ourselves, Ay lanu la'osa chlima. If only we would have taken advantage of the same opportunity he had. He grew up in the same school, in the same neighborhood, went to the same kind of college as we went, and look what a family, look what a life they built, and look where we are, says the Chafetz Chaim. Every human being has to take away from that story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. You could be the same generation as the Yehoshua ben Nun, and you yourself can be the Yehoshua ben Nun if only you take advantage of the opportunities that the Ribono Shel Olam and that life itself puts in front of each and every individual person as they go through life.